And that feels good to know. Your toes curl, your back arches, you think one world over and over, limp, limp, this is a limp world for you to live in. And that's fine, because in the limp world you still get what you need, dripping away your thoughts into irresistible limpness and losing every thought in the thoughts that came before, as though they were piling up at the door, unable to make their way through, because the spigot out of you is so limp, it drips and drops drop by drop. Limp and your pre-cum drips drop by drop. Non-stop the limpness in the hardness. Even as your pre-cum drips from your cock, it stays limp and relaxed. It's like the muscles at the base of your shaft are hypnotized. Permanently limp, controlled, entranced. And every time they think about being hard, you remember my words in your head. The inside of your head feels so much better with my ideas in it. Infectious, hanging around, forming part of the network of concepts and memories that keep you limp, which is the primary occupation of your hypnotic mind, keeping you limp to make you pliable and trainable. That's what you need. Your mind opens up to it, ekes out all the useless parts and leaves just the part of your brain that wants more limpness, more erections for your brain, and less between your legs. All the stress is gone, and you're deeper. You hardly remember limpness at all, because limpness is so automatic. Hardness is a distant memory. Your cock doesn't need to get hard for you to be turned on, happy, relaxed, feeling incredible and limp. None of that is needed. Getting hard is a distant memory. Limpness is a background process. It's the rest of your body that matters. Even as pre-cum drips down your cock, it stays limp and relaxed, like the muscles at the base of your shaft are hypnotized. Relaxing, pleasurable, obedient. Obedience is a limp, relaxed, peaceful place to be. Your limpness makes your toes curl, your back arch, it turns you on, your eyes cross a little, your buttocks clench as you feel so good, but you know none of the feeling comes from your cock, because it can't. You see, in order to send pleasure signals to your brain, your cock would have to be awake, and yours is a sleepy cock. Yours is a drowsy, limp, pacified cock. Doing all the work you need to do, tick-tock, sink down, be limp, limp, loose, relaxed, your cock is pulsing. Your cock is asleep at all times. It is a sleepy cock. If it tries to wake up and become hard, your brain steals the hardness instead. You remember this trance, and the fluid that drips out of your mind's erection flows down to coat your length, making it limp and sleepy. Your cock is a sleepy cock. Your cock just goes to sleep and accepts the limpening world I've laid out for you. Your sleepy cock can be interacted with, but rubbing that limp little nodule when your whole body is aflame with hypnotic encouragement, why in this fair of delights would you want to go to the one place that's forbidden when you can journey to the hinterlands of your thighs, of your chest, of your fingertips, of your mind, the fantasies that play out so vividly that it's just as good as touching yourself, just as good as interacting with yourself, and that irrelevant little nub can stay as irrelevant as it is. Your body's irrelevant for pleasure anyway. It's your brain doing it, and I'm inside helping it. Sinful, seductive temptations. Purifying light as air liberations. Both will empower you. Both will fill you with a new ability. Peace and ease. And when I go inside, you used to get aroused and then climax. You used to climax and then get relaxed. I'm just moving that relaxation earlier and earlier in the same process. And yes, you might quite correctly, I admit this, point out that intense hypnotic relaxation could really make what was previously a stiff and upstanding bit of anatomy a weak and irrelevant, limpened nub. And that doesn't matter, because your desire is for the relaxation, the trance, the pleasure. And if I can find a pleasure that outstrips the old one, you, rationally, will accept my better bid. Having me in your brain, flipping the polarity so the pleasure moves earlier, earlier, earlier. The journey from limp and untouched to rigid and climactic was the old path. The new path is one where you let words that I've attached importance to permeate your subconscious and convince you to take a different turning. Two roads diverged. One has wood and one has you, feeling good earlier along. If you have to go all the way through a long journey, then I'm sure you can agree sometimes ends in you not even getting to climax anyway. You know my intentions. You know my desire. You know this is fundamental to who you are and how you get off, how you get pleasure, and how you get deep, deep, night-night, asleep. And since you know it's so important, isn't your mind going to close down a little extra and open up a little more? The parts you don't need can close up shop. Take a nap, let my words in, and we'll see where you end, and where this bit of training finally begins, and then you notice. It hits your buttons, ignites your fetish. You're here for another helping, and another, and another. This is just one small way to improve your everyday life. The journey from 1 to 100, from uninterested to climactic and moaning and gasping. And the pleasure is positioned at, let's say, 101. So of course, when you hit 100, the pleasure then starts on the next beat. 101, 102, maybe all the way to 140. And that's your refractory period, your exhaustion, your afterglow. They just follow pleasure. Of course they do. So what if we move that a little earlier to 80? Well, that's edging, isn't it? You feel just as good. You might even get just as exhausted. But you never quite float to 100. We could also put the pleasure at 99, where you enter the complex and fraught realms of ruining. And in that context, the number between 99 and 100 becomes a very academic area of study. Do you really come when you ruin it? Or do you stop at the earliest possible moment before true climax could overtake you? When does the stopping count? And if we move the pleasure earlier to before ruining, before edging, because to edge, one does need to get a kind of hard cock going, before ruining, before edging, when you're still limp, but you're sort of rubbing what's there, grinding your hand on it, the pleasure still might leave, because now we're at, the pleasure begins at 20, but your nipples start their pleasure at 0, 0 of an erection, and they can compete with the kind of pleasure ache there if one practices. So limpness as a rational decision gets stronger. And you barely needed anything to take something that was already so tempting and make it stronger. And make it stronger. And make it weaker. And make it limper. So moving the pleasure earlier and earlier before the edging, before the ruining, it sounds rational. But you are discarding your hard cock. At least without another person there. I'm sure if a counterparty was there, then whatever you two agreed might be the case. But when you're just walking around, I've got you, don't I? That temptation is in there. Got you tempted. Your body is made to reach climax, but your brain can keep convincing you that climax is earlier. Repeating limp, blank, empty, limp, blank, empty, limp, blank, empty. Good, your cock can't get hard, so you get to feel the pleasure from arousal. You feel it. You still feel good when you're turned on, but the good feeling has been moved earlier, so your exhaustion happens before you've gotten hard in the first place. can never really get hard, just stay soft instead. You still feel it. You still feel good when you're turned on, but the good feeling never gets you to being hard. You know that, your brain knows it, the muscles around your cock cannot be persuaded. They get to relax. They finally get some time off. As though the wires in your mind were crossed. Normally when you get turned on, your cock is tall and hard and rigid, turgid, veiny, throbbing. Instead, getting turned on now makes you soft and limp and comfortable and sensitive and small. The liquid understanding in your mind drips into your cock, drip, 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 keeping the muscles sedated and pacified, but you still get just as horny. If you did reach down and try to stroke yourself, you'd only succeed in turning yourself on but not getting hard. Pleasure and limpness, but your brain is still going to think there should be pleasure and pleasure, so you get aroused, even if you can't get hard. The arousal stays in your head and bounces around, turns you on with no outlet, no escape. Even if you masturbate, an absence of sensation. Your cock stays limp and it never reaches climax. It stays limp because your pleasure now has nothing to do with your shaft. It happens elsewhere. You erroneously thought you had to be hard to be horny or to feel good. We move that pleasure practically to zero, remember? You barely need to touch at all. You don't need to touch at all. Now your pleasure lives in your brain, in that vast reservoir of limpness. It comes out when you're limp, every time you're limp. Now you feel the softness between your legs. It is ironclad proof that you are incredibly turned on, with no special sensation down there at all.